Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Starting and operating a small business against all odds, living largely by your wits, you demonstrate more courage and devotion to a dream than any other non-military American in this century. All right, we're back. It's 13 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your business. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. It is 13 after. I think I may have said that. Beverly Williams is our guest. She's our very good friend, a member of our Brain Trust, one of my best friends now in the whole world. She has just become that by spending so much time with us and sharing with me and with the audience her wealth of information and perspectives about operating, about starting operating successfully a home-based business. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning. Thank you. What a wonderful way to start my day with all those compliments.
Well, you know, my audience knows how I feel about you, Beverly. Beverly, as I said, is a dedicated individual to folks like you who are thinking about starting a small business, a home-based business, and you know, I don't just consider you to be a friend of home-based business. You're a friend of small business because we're all in the same boat, aren't we?
Yes, we are. There's so much crossover.
If I haven't said it already, she's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, AAHBB, and her website is aahbb.org, and I recommend you check that out. It costs $30 a year to join. It's a steal. It's worth much more than that just to be able to say you're associated with Beverly Williams. Beverly, we're talking about success tips for home-based businesses, and one of the things I think you've got on your mind today is networking.
Networking is always on my mind. Always, always, always.
That's, it should be.
That's the way you build businesses, as well as relationships of all sorts. Yes, networking is the most important thing I think anybody can do for their business, and it's the only way they're really going to stay in business. Particularly for home-based and small business owners and in the early years of the startup, you really need to be out there networking because it's a very cost-effective way to market you and your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I say you and your business because in a lot of cases, you are your business at that point.
One and the same.
You're the same thing.
That's right.
And if you don't get out and get known, it's too expensive, particularly in the beginning, to try and advertise any other way. So I just believe wholeheartedly. And I think it's important for people to understand why a lot of people feel uncomfortable in networking, particularly if they haven't done it before or if they suddenly have to put a label to something.
Well, one of the things that I think, you know, I'm trying to understand the profile of the typical person who's becoming a home base. They probably worked somewhere else, you know, for a long time, maybe for a few years, if not a lot of years, they've been an employee, and they were pretty much defined by what they do. I mean, we all were,
right?
Weren't we? I mean,
right.
you know, hi, I'm Jim. What do you do?
Right.
You know,
right.
that was the next question, right?
Exactly.
And so that's how you in so many ways, on so many levels, that's how you were defined, and your company was in charge of promoting all that.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in charge of that, and a lot of people are just not comfortable. They don't have the tools. They don't have the perspective on it. And unless they're just kind of naturally, you know, an outgoing person, maybe a little bit of a pushy person, they're really, it's just not something that they're comfortable with.
Well, and even if you were an employee of a company, unless you were in the higher management level, the chances are you didn't do any real networking.
You probably didn't even have a business card.
You're right. If you were the administrative assistant or you were the person who put together the company newsletter,
mm-hmm.
or you did the payroll and now you've moved for whatever reason out onto your own and have started your own business, maybe doing that same thing, you are now in charge of letting the world know that that's what you do.
And you very well, you know, Beverly, this profile that I started out talking about, this person is 40 years old, 45 years old, 50, 55, maybe 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I only say 60 that way, folks, because a lot of people don't think of somebody being at that age starting a new business, but a lot of people are doing that who many people would say, well, why, you know, you're old enough to retire, you're close to being old enough to retire, and these people are trying to slay new dragons.
Right. In fact, they're more likely to be in their 40s, 50s, and
yes.
60s starting a home-based business these days than below that age.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, and it's difficult for people to think about networking. It has a connotation of walking into a room full of people that you don't know and promoting yourself and your business. And in essence, that is perhaps what it is, but it's so much more than that, and it's so much easier than that. And there's just so many different things that you can do to be more comfortable with it, and I think that first step is recognizing that it's absolutely vital to your business, and the second thing then is to know that you can learn to be more comfortable with it if you're not now.
I'm going to make a proposal. I'm going to say that people more than likely fit into one or two categories, and you tell me if you think I'm if you disagree with me. Either you're in the category where you like to meet people and engage them yourself, or you're in the category of people who in a pub, in a setting where there are a lot of other people, you prefer to have other people tell you about themselves.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying everybody fits into one of those two categories, but I think most people do.
Right.
If you say, okay, I'm trying to get people to sort of embrace the idea of being in a networking setting and not be afraid of it. Mm-hmm. If you're the kind of person who likes to have other people tell you about themselves, that's networking too,
mm-hmm.
isn't it?
It is.
I mean, you're letting those people network with you, and if you're a good listener, that makes you an excellent networker.
You're absolutely right, because it is probably more important to be a listener than it is to be a talker.
Yep.
In a networking event.
You'll never be accused of being a bore if you are a good listener.
You're absolutely right. Absolutely right.
And you know, Beverly, people might not realize this, and you need to put your best foot forward. You need to give them your business card. But you don't have to shout what you do and who you are to the rooftops in order to get your message across. It'll come across in a lot of subtle ways, won't it?
You're absolutely right. In fact, I prefer to tell people, although you have to have a business card and you certainly need them with you, and I have a technique for how to properly give them, it's probably the last thing you give them.
Yeah, exactly. Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, it's 20 after the hour. We're talking about networking. Essential, essential, essential to your small business, especially your home-based business. We'll be right back in a few minutes. We are back. It's 24 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to join me and my very good friend and our special guest, Beverly Williams, the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, 888-822-8255. We're talking about networking, and they probably heard you and me say this before, Beverly, but if the top three most important things in real estate is location, 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 the top three most important things in home-based business is?
Networking, networking, networking.
Right.
And the way to get comfortable with it is to practice, practice, practice.
Right. Yeah. And they're saying, I'm listening to my mother here?
Well, as a mother, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a tendency to repeat these things. But.
Well, but, you know, there are some things that are, you know, even though they may even sound trite to some people,
right.
But you just got to drive it home because it's so important. You can never stop networking as a home base or a small base,
right.
A small business owner.
There's two phrases that I like to use, actually a few more than that, but for right now, the apropos ones are that people do business with people they know,
yep.
And the only way they get to know you is for you to get out of your office and be there where they are. And the second one is a very old but true one, and that is that you never get a second chance to make a first impression.
Mm-hmm.
And so practicing what you want to do when you go out and meet people at networking events is vital because you want to make sure that first impression is good. It may be the only one you ever get a chance to get. I think that there's a number of reasons why people are fearful of networking events. And what I continually hear is, well, but I don't know any of these people. Secondly, is a fear of being rejected. Either rejected from, if they walk in a room and there's a group of people, everybody seems to be standing around in groups, they don't know how to break into those groups.
I want to back up for a minute.
Okay.
I don't know any of these people.
Okay.
That's the idea, folks.
Right. Exactly.
That's the point. You don't know any of these people. And more than likely, now, not all home-based business owners are service type of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have to, wouldn't you agree that the vast majority are? There may be products involved, but
right.
The products are just sort of supporting the service, perhaps.
Well, in most cases, I think you're absolutely correct. All products provide a service of some sort.
And so, the service, the real product, and you alluded to this earlier, Beverly, the real product is you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if you asked the chairman of General Motors, what is the thing that you wake up hoping that your prospects do today? That if you could get them all to do, what would be the one thing you'd love for them to do? And he would say, I would like for them to be test driving my products.
Right.
I would like for my products to be in their hands where they can find out about how they feel and et cetera, et cetera. Well, if you're a service a based company, a service type company, that's you.
Mm-hmm.
You are that product.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to be in front of these people have got to be test driving you.
Right. Now, you said something very important that I want to follow up on, and that is you said the first thing that the head of GM would want is for people to be test driving their product.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing they would want, almost as important, is they want them to be telling everybody else what a wonderful experience, hopefully, that it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And those referrals come because people talk to other people. That's the second most important thing
yep.
that networking will do for you.
Right.
Or maybe even the most important thing that it will do for you.
And as someone who started a service company over 10 years ago, you can't do without referrals. And the only way to get referrals is through networking and doing a good job for your clients.
Not only that, but it's also in giving referrals.
Mm-hmm.
It's a give and take process.
It's a marketplace of its own, isn't it?
It really is. There's all kinds of ways to do it. There are lead groups. There are mastermind groups. There are membership associations and chambers where you can go and get to know people and do all these things, but you won't get anything out of it if you don't go and find those places and become involved in them. For me, for home-based businesses particularly, the isolation of being home-based after perhaps being in a company where you had people around you all the time may seem wonderful in the very beginning. But as time goes on, the isolation can be de-energizing.
Yeah.
It's vital for you to get out.
Stand by, Beverly. We're going to take a break. Folks, it's 29 after. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams right after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, 888-822-8255. We are back. It's 33 after. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our very good friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, the AAHBB. And Beverly, tell our audience, give us your website one more time and also your phone number.
Okay, the website is www.aahbb.org, and the telephone number is 1-800-447-9710.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, if you'd like to join us as we discuss networking, that number is 888-822-8255. Okay, we are talking about networking, and you mentioned chambers a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
I know you and I have mentioned this so many times on the show before, but I believe in chambers. Folks, if you're in business, especially if you're a small business, home-based business, I don't care if you just started out. Even if you are thinking about starting a business, you can still join the chamber, and they probably have maybe a home office rate, maybe a small office rate, maybe a small business rate, maybe an individual rate. But you can probably, if you're an individual or just starting a brand new home-based business, you can probably join the chamber in your area for not much more than $100 a year.
Well, it depends on the area that you're in.
But yeah, yes. But my experience has been, it might cost you $75, it might cost you $150, but somewhere in the $100 to $125 a year range, and which would be money well spent, wouldn't it?
It would, absolutely. There's a perception when you are a chamber member, both by the other members of the chamber, that you care enough about your business to be there and to be networking,
mm-hmm.
and to the rest of the world, when they see maybe you want to put it on your brochure or you let people know, you know, just by saying, I was at a chamber meeting recently, there's a perception that you are a serious business person if you are involved in a chamber of commerce.
There is a credential. There's a validity that you are able to accrue to you by being part of an organization like that.
You got it. That credibility, particularly for home-based business owners, is something that we're looking for, something that we have not been able to always have as readily as other businesses have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really, really important for home-based business owners to join and get involved with the Chamber of Commerce. Really important for their businesses.
You know, there's something that I'm not sure you and I have ever talked about before, but I think this is something that needs to be said. When you join the chamber, let the director, the executive, the paid executive of that organization, let them know what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Let the staff go down and make sure that every member of the chamber staff knows who you are. Go down and let them know what you're doing. Now don't bore them with a 5-minute commercial every time you meet one of them. That's not the point. But let them know what you're doing. And because those are the people who get phone calls from other people saying, who does this in our area?
Mm-hmm.
And it might be you.
You are absolutely right. Because I am involved with my chamber, and it's the chamber I was involved with from almost day one of my business startup 12 years ago, as they got to know me and realized I was beginning to teach classes on home-based businesses and I started the association, all along the way, they would get a phone call and they'd think of me,
mm-hmm.
because I was constantly there at the chamber or calling them or talking to them about something. I worked on the newsletter in the beginning and various other committees. So they got to know me, and they did refer people to me, and they still do. I always ask when somebody calls and says, yes, I understand you do, say, how did you hear about me? And a lot of times, particularly if they're local, it's from the Chamber of Commerce.
There's another level of people in the chamber that you also need to meet, and those are the members of the board of directors.
Mm-hmm.
Because those typically are some of the top community leaders.
Right.
Either the current community leaders or some of the up-and-coming leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people who spend money on things that you have to sell.
Exactly. In fact, when you go to one of your first networking events after you've joined or you're looking to decide whether or not to join that particular chamber, I suggest that when you sign in, you ask to meet, have somebody introduce you to the president or the membership chair, mm-hmm. whoever might be available. Start there and then go down the line. Ask them to introduce you to the other board members so that you can get to know them.
One of the things that we need to talk about, Beverly, is with regard to this subject of networking, is there's an excellent chance that you're going to start networking and before you know it, I mean, maybe the moment you introduce yourself to someone, they may say, hey, can you come by to see me tomorrow? I've got something I want to talk to you about. I need what you have to sell. That could very well happen.
Yes.
And but don't go home and watch the phone.
Right.
Because networking is something that could pay off quickly, or it could take a year or two or three. Who knows how long it could take? Not before you have any business, but before you start saying, I remember when that introduction was made and now I've got business off of from that introduction.
Right.
You got to be patient, which means that you've got to do a lot of networking.
Well, Susan Rowan, in her book on, she has several books on networking, how to work a room and the secrets of savvy networking, and I really love these books. If anybody's looking for some information on networking, these are wonderful books to have. In there, she breaks down the word network. And the net is the people around you who know what you need to know. The work is the important part. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to work at it.
Beverly, stand by. We're going to let you finish that. And also, let's don't forget, you had a method of delivering your business card. We want to make sure we tell them that when we come back. It's 39 After, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. We'll be right back, 888-822-8255. Welcome back, heroes. Thank you for joining us. It's 44 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and you're listening to the show that is dedicated to providing you with the maximum opportunity to be successful, the maximum opportunity to follow your dream. And one of the folks who helps us do that is our good friend Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, who is with us right now and who has been with us many times. And I don't know if I told you this, Beverly, if I told you this last week or not, but you were, I went back and found that you, the first time you were with me on the show, was the early in the second week of being on the air.
Right, right.
So we're coming up on a couple of years here pretty soon.
That's right. We're going to have a second anniversary.
That's
here
right.
Pretty
won't,
soon.
Won't be too long. Okay. You were going to tell us about how to present a business card. Now, folks, you might think, well, this is dumb.
Yeah.
Just take it out of your pocket and stick it in their face.
Yeah,
well,
no.
That's the whole point. There is a right way and a wrong way to do these things, and the whole idea is for you to be able to do these things, to be able to deliver your message, to talk, to meet, to shake hands, to deliver the business card, whatever, so that it's very subtle and professional, and so it's not awkward.
Right. I want to go back to even before you actually present the card to somebody, some things that are important that are all part of this knowledge process. Part of the getting known, the introduction, so forth. First of all, prepare when you are getting ready to go to a networking event, and men have it very easy. I don't mean to be sexist, man. Don't need to get into
you
that
know,
discussion with
you know,
yet.
Wait a minute.
What
is this about men? Okay, I'm going
to
let you. I'm going to give you a little more rope here.
Thank you.
To hang yourself with.
Men's clothing, more times than not. 99% of the time, probably, have two pockets. Your trousers have two pockets.
Yeah.
Your suit jackets have at least two pockets.
Yeah.
You look at women's clothing, unless you go and look for clothing with pockets, it's a haphazard thing, and more times than not, they will not have pockets in them.
And I guess this is guy's fault.
No, I didn't
say
that.
All right, I thought that's where you were headed.
No.
You could get blamed for everything.
No, I cannot say that.
Okay.
I don't know who designs whose clothes. The important thing is that for women, we have to go out and look for suits and dresses and outfits that have two pockets for networking purposes.
So now, all right, now I'm gonna have, you're gonna get a little rope on me here. So I can just hear women out there saying, "Hey, that's another good reason to go into business. I can shop. I get to shop for a whole new wardrobe, right?"
You know,
you're not going to deny that, are you?
Well, I am going to deny it. You know who the biggest shopper is in my family?
Your father, your husband?
My husband. He can out-shop me any day. I hate shopping.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to digress. Go ahead.
You did digress. All right. Now, when you get ready to go to the networking event, put your business cards in one pocket. Whether it's your right or your left is up to you, whatever you're comfortable with. Put a pen or a pencil in that pocket as well. When you get to the networking event, the next thing you're going to do is when they give you that little sticky name tag, you're going to put it on the right-hand side instead of the left-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Because even left-handers shake hands with their right hand.
Name tags on the right side.
Correct.
Okay.
Imagine, visualize reaching your hand out to shake hands with someone, and where is the line of sight going to go? Straight up that right arm to your name tag.
Right.
You're going to say your name, they're going to see your name easier, and they're going to remember you a little easier.
So why do I always stick my name tag on my left lapel?
Because, are you right-handed?
Well, I'm sort of ambidextrous.
Okay, but you probably are stronger on your right hand.
Yeah, I am. I am.
So
you're right.
I hand it to you, you reach out with your right hand, you take the paper off, and you stick it on your left side because that's where the arm goes.
Yeah. And I didn't. The reason I asked her that question that way. I do some things with both hands.
Okay.
I mean, I do some things right-handed and some things exclusively right-handed. Some things exclusively left-handed. But I hadn't thought about that.
But you get in the habit of putting it on the left hand.
But you're right. My strong side is my right side.
Yeah. Well, force yourself out of that habit and put it on the right side. A lot of times it will be a conversation opener because people say, how come you've got your name tag over there?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, I learned this networking technique, and it starts a conversation.
That's
a way to get into a conversation.
Okay.
All right, now, business cards. You're talking with someone, and somebody says, you know, I'd really like you to call me on Monday. I have been talking to somebody about this, and maybe you can help me, but I need to be back at my desk when we talk. You pull out one of your cards, and you give it to them, and you ask for one of their cards, and when they give it to you their card, you take that pen or pencil out of your pocket, and you write on the back of it,
mm-hmm.
I write two things. One is why I have that card. Call Monday Ray something.
Mm-hmm.
And I also write on the card where and when I got the card. If it's a chamber meeting, I'll put the initials of ours is GGCC and the date, 9/30/99. And then I will put it in the other pocket away from where my business cards are.
Yeah.
Because the next time I pull out a business card, I don't want to have to fumble through all the other business cards.
Put it where the pin is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm a kind of a pack rat anyway, but I've got business cards that people have given me 20 years ago.
Do you know why they gave them to you?
Some of them, yeah. I've got it on the back.
Good for you.
Yeah, and you know what? I've gone back and I've called some of those people, and guess what? They were still there.
Good for you.
Really, I did that recently. Stand by. We'll be right back, folks. It's 50 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our guest. Stay with us.
Welcome back. It's 54 after. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with me today. I want to remind you that Joan Pride, senior editor of the Kiplinger Letters, will be with me coming up in the next hour, right after this one. But we're not in a hurry to get rid of our good friend Beverly Williams. This is just the last segment. And Beverly, we're talking about networking and how critical it is to your small business and your home-based business.
Right.
And it's just essential that you get out. And I still remember my initial networking visits. I remember them vividly. I went out. I've told you before. I made a little business card on my computer,
mm-hmm.
and I cut them out with scissors because in those days, I wanted one today. I didn't want to wait for the printer to print it. I wanted one. I wanted to enter the marketplace right now. I felt like I needed to do that,
mm-hmm.
and I cut them out with scissors. Did a pretty good job too, and I went out. And you know what? I got business that day. And you know, I got business on the day that I founded my company before the sunset.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah.
That means you are a true networker. First of all, you were willing to get out there and you knew that that's where you're going to get your business, by making personal contact with people.
Exactly. I called on people that I knew, mm-hmm. and who I thought would want to know what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't wait for there to be a venue created for me either.
Right.
Which I think is important.
It is.
Use your network. Networking is about using your network.
Mm-hmm.
Go tell people that you think will listen to you what you're doing.
Right.
You got some more tips. Go ahead.
Well, I think the other piece of that, too, is not only people wanting to know what you do, but people also looking to you as a resource when you get to know each other. You don't have to know everything, but if you know where somebody might be that has the answer to a particular question, if
yep.
somebody comes up to you and says, you know, I'm looking for, you don't have to know exactly where that is, but you say, you know, I'm not sure, but I know somebody who probably would have that answer for you. Let's call such and such, or let me go introduce you to so and so. Being a person that pulls people together is important. But even more important than that, we alluded to it last week when we talked about a plan of business, and that is your introduction.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody says, so what do you do? You don't want to say, well, I'm a CPA, or I'm a desktop publisher, or I do gift baskets. You want to have a very well planned, succinct introduction, whether it's 10 seconds or 60 seconds, no more than that, 1 to 3 sentences max, that says, you know, I'm in the business of, or you know how people are all moving to e-commerce now? I help people understand how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
My business is such and such.
And you really need to have two or three versions, don't you? You almost need to have like a 7-second one, in case that's all the time they have,
And then maybe, and then they say, well, tell me more. Then you feed them just a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be sort of self-contained, doesn't it?
It does.
And then they say, well, wait a minute, okay, I think I want what you've got. Can you do this? And then you say, okay,
right.
You know, you asked for it, you got it.
Exactly. Or somebody may want more information and not have time right then. Maybe they're getting pulled away for a committee meeting that's going on at the same time. And you get their business card and you can send them more information, but you want to make sure that that first thing that you say grabs their attention.
Yeah, and try not to overdose them the first visit.
Right.
I mean, unless they just drag you over to a corner and make you tell them everything that you know,
mm-hmm.
which they probably won't, try to leave them wanting a little bit.
Right.
Which is what the follow-up appointment is for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Beverly, we got to wrap it up.
Oh,
thank you very much. I know it. You did a great job helping us understand how to do a better job of networking. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.